Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. If you are in the green industry and ready to take your lawn care business to the next level, you're in the right place. I am your host, Andy Wilson, with 16 years of experience in the field. Each week, we will dive into stories, strategies, and secrets to help you grow a legit, thriving lawn care business. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to scale, this is your place to learn, to grow, and to hustle smarter. Now let's get to work. In tonight's episode, we have Peter Kwan. He is one of the co-founders of EarthaPro. Thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me what inspired the creation of EarthaPro.
Yeah, so like you said, I'm one of the co-founders of EarthaPro. The other co-founder is my wife, Courtney, and she used to sell pesticides and fertilizers to independent garden centers up and down the East Coast. And in doing so, she learned that a lot of them had lawn care and landscaping businesses on the side and just were not using any management software to manage their business because they found the existing solutions to be inaccessible for different reasons, whether it be costs or the features were just too complicated to use. So we decided to just combine our talents, leave our full-time jobs, and build a software that's accessible for them.
And EarthaPro is a CRM.
Kind of, yeah. So EarthaPro has several different features. One of the features in it that our customers do really love is the CRM. We let you manage your customers, your work areas, and we have a map view so you can visualize everything. But we're really a software to help you manage your whole business. We do job costing, we do invoicing, we integrate with Stripe, so you can send your customer an invoice document with a Stripe payment link in it, and then they can just pay the payment link and the money just gets sent to your bank account. So it's all like really seamless and super like just like simple to dive into.
What are some of the standout automations or features within EarthaPro that saves lawn care companies time and reduces some of the administrative burdens on a lawn care owner?
Yeah, I like that you're asking that because time is money, right? And you gotta, if you can save time, you can save money. Something in EarthaPro that we have that we're super proud of and our customers really love is our job costing. We help you estimate how much a job will cost, so you can set your profit margin and you can be confident in knowing what you'll make. Also, all our features together, we built a flow, so everything kind of goes naturally. You can manage your equipment, your materials, your laborers, your customers, and you can bring all of that information into job costing. And we create these proposal PDFs for you that you can share with your customers to kind of like bid on a job, right? And it's all super intuitive. You can do these things really quickly. And a lot of our customers have been saving a lot of time, which lets them pick up more jobs, right? They can either spend more time with their family, or they can take on more work to make more money.
You said it would help you manage your equipment. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So we have an equipment catalog. And it's you can upload all of your equipment into it, and you can set maintenance due dates on it. And we have a dashboard that kind of gives you the updates of like what's important to know today. Something will tell you is when the maintenance due date is upcoming for that piece of equipment. And we're about to roll out the mobile app. So we'll also have that. That will be also one of the things featured in the mobile app when you open it up. If the maintenance due date's coming up or if it's overdue, it'll pop up right there.
Nice. That would be beneficial
Yeah.
because that's one area that is a little bit of a struggle for me personally. Because your recommended dealer says change the oil every 50 to 75 hours. It's hard to keep up with that without having it written on a big board somewhere to constantly
Yeah.
remind you. It would be so convenient to just open up an app and check, the upcoming due dates on your maintenance. So I'm intrigued by that.
Awesome. And
Go
yeah,
ahead.
I'm glad. Like, it's awesome that you say that because we built EarthaPro alongside a few small lawn care and landscaping companies, and that's one of the pieces of feedback we got. They were like, a lot of them are just like father and son teams or father and like a couple buddies, and they're saying that, we're a small business and there's so much to manage, and this is like if your software can help us like organize everything, it'll really help.
Well, how can EarthaPro enhance customer communication between a business owner and a client? And how can it help businesses nurture long-term customer business relationships?
Yeah, something we're about to launch soon is an integration with a mail service like Mailchimp. So because you've uploaded all of your customers to our CRM, one of the pieces of information that you need to include is their email address. And once we roll out this feature, which is coming really soon, with you can set up your Mailchimp account, and you can do all sorts of really cool marketing campaigns where, say the, your season's about to come up. This industry is a very seasonal, right? Like winter's ending, spring's coming. You can preemptively email like specific customers, all of your customers in a specific region, different types of marketing things, right? To be like, oh, do you want this type of job done soon? One, two, and three is going to happen soon. You remember you were we were serving you last spring, and you were really happy with us.
Let's take a short break and hear a word from my sponsor.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to grow your lawn and landscaping business this year? If you want to stand out from the competition and attract quality leads, a professional website is the way to go. That's where Green Frog Web Design comes in. They'll create a beautiful, user-friendly website that showcases your services, highlights your best work, and helps customers find you fast. Your new website will make a lasting impression and bring in the clients that you want to attract. And here's the best part. Right now, you can get started for just $1 for the first month. It's an offer so good, even our competition started using it. This spring, grow your business. Head over to greenfrogwebdesign.com today, or just click the link in the bio and let them build the perfect website for your landscaping or lawn care company.
And we're back with Peter Kwan, co-founder of EarthaPro. How does EarthaPro integrate with other essential tools, such as scheduling software, or accounting systems, or marketing platforms, to create that seamless workflow?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, we're going to integrate with Mailchimp so you can do marketing campaigns. We're going to integrate with QuickBooks because that's another feature that a lot of our customers are requesting, and for obvious reasons, right? Like it makes doing Everyone hates taxes, but I don't even want to, I'm stressing doing taxes soon.
Me
I
too.
just hired, I just worked with a, as a quick side note, I just hired my first CPA to help me manage all of this. But yeah, we're going to be integrating with QuickBooks, so everything is really seamless with that. And right now we're really just, we're early in this, and we work a lot with our customers to know what to understand what they want. And that's another huge benefit with EarthaPro. Your feedback goes directly to the founders, myself and my wife. I'm on the especially me, I'm on the tech side. So I'm the one building it. And whatever you guys need, we want to make sure that this is built for the small business and that it's very accessible for the small business from a cost point of view and from an ease of use point of view.
Well, for a business owner that might not be tech savvy, what does the onboarding process look like? And how do you ensure that they feel supported throughout the transition? For example, I have a CRM presently, but if I was going to transition to EarthaPro, how would that transition process take place? And how can you ensure that I will get the support that I need to transition from one CRM to EarthaPro?
Yeah. So we'll like everyone, every customer is different. So onboarding sessions are free. So when you sign up, we'll call you or email you, however you prefer to communicate, and we'll set up a meeting where we can talk, understand, where you are with your business, and we'll help you mig we'll find a solution for how we can migrate your data into EarthaPro. And we'll make sure that gets done. Like we just did that with a customer a couple weeks ago, where they he hit all his customer list didn't he didn't have like a format or anything. It was just like on paper, like paper and whiteboards, kind of scattered. So we spent a lot of time working with him to get it into Excel so I could upload everything to EarthaPro. So we'll make it work.
Well, can you share with us a success story of maybe a lawn care business or someone in the service industry that is using ServiPro or EarthaPro, and how it's made a difference, a measurable improvement for them?
Sure. So we just launched 2.5 months ago. So we're pretty early on. But the customers we do have, a lot of them went from using no software to using EarthaPro. And the feedback we're getting already is, wow, invoicing is so easy. And I can just send an invoice to my customer. I don't have to make my own invoice over and over and over. They also love that everything is kind of like the money things from the money point of view, everything's just kind of automated. If they so they can choose not to use Stripe, but we encourage using Stripe because that's how it's all automated. But they can send an invoice to the customer can pay it, the customer gets a receipt, and the money just gets sent to your bank account. That's the most popular thing right now. It's super seamless, and they're very excited to go into the season right now because they're already coming up with all these exciting ideas of how they can pick up more work.
Well, how do you address concerns, maybe with a small company that is struggling with taking the leap and getting a CRM or a program like EarthaPro to help them run a seamless business? How do you address their concerns, or how do you convince them that it's an investment and that they will get an ROI, a return on their investment?
Yeah. So there's two things. I think first and foremost, we tell them that we provide like meaningful customer support. We give you our phone number. You can Facebook message us, or you can email, like however you prefer to contact us, but you have our phone numbers. if whatever problem you have, give us a call and we'll figure it out, because we want you to be comfortable using the software. We also have a bunch of great tutorial videos to like if you are struggling with something, when you're during your onboarding process, we share these videos with you so you can just click on them. And sometimes there's nothing better than just watching a video of someone doing something, right? Like YouTube is great for that. And we are doing that for our customers as well. And we like a lot of the companies we work with, they're a lot of them are they're business savvy, they're smart guys. They just aren't, they're just not used to using a software. And we do a lot of education with them to show them how much time they can save doing this, so they don't have to do manual tasks over and over and over.
Well, that's what I like most about my CRM that I presently use, is within just a couple of clicks, I can send that invoice before I ever pull away from the home. And probably 95% of my customers will pay within 2 or 3 hours of service, because I've set up mine where payment is due upon receipt of the invoice. I don't wait 7 days or 2 weeks or 30 days to get paid. When a plumber comes to your house and they're done with the job, they want payment. Same with an electrician. Why should lawn service be any different? So
Exactly.
I want that quick turnaround on pay, so that it's bringing in money every day into the business. And that way, I can keep a real good track record of my business expenses, what my top dollar revenue is being for the week, the month, the year. And then it helps me also figure out, where I want to be with my bottom dollar revenue. So I appreciate that you have that option for, sending those invoices out, getting payment quickly. And our industry, it used to be known for checking the truck, Dan in the van, the fly-by-night guys that wasn't licensed, they weren't insured, they weren't registered with their state's attorney general, and they weren't a legitimate business. They were just a guy mowing yards. But our industry has gone through a paradigm shift, and now I feel like the green industry has some of the greatest minds and some of the best people that I've ever met in our industry. And we're going through a change in our industry with battery-powered equipment, autonomous mowers. Everything is trending that direction. Will EarthaPro also trend with the industry? Do you keep track of industry trends, and how do you do that, and how will that impact EarthaPro?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we do it in two ways. First, so a little bit about my background. I am a software developer. I've been doing that my whole career. And like I said earlier, my wife's on the business side. She was working in the green industry in her past job, and that's how she had all this experience, right? But for me, I live and breathe in tech land. I'm up to date on AI. I'm up to date on how technology is moving, and we have these all like based on like what's going to happen. We have these plans on how we can integrate AI is a really good example. How we can integrate AI into our software to make things even easier. Something I've been like brainstorming. I don't even know like when we can do this yet, but something I've been brainstorming is it'd be super cool if you could just like on our app, if you could just talk to it. Like say, hey, I'm at Bob Dylan's house and he needs his invoice. I don't want to like open up the app and like press send invoice. Just send the invoice for me to Bob Dylan, and AI is coming along and that's going to be possible soon. So that's super exciting. The second way we're really keeping up to date on just like the green industry and like what's happening within the industry is we're going to trade shows and we're seeing what new tech is being developed. I was just at the New Jersey Landscape Trade Show about a month ago in New Jersey, just outside New York City. And I saw this really cool booth about, and you just mentioned it, about the autonomous mowers. And like obviously, like we've all known that they've been around for a little bit. But what made this one super cool was it was very robust. Like their whole thing was like you can throw this thing into like you can throw it down the hill, throw it into a lake, and it'll keep going. And it can also mow any type of terrain. Hilly, rocky, it'll get it done. And I was just blown away. So trade shows in my opinion, a really good way to just keep up to date on what's coming.
Have you ever been to Equip Expo in Louisville, Kentucky?
So I have not, but we EarthaPro signed up to we have our booth in Equip that's coming up this October. And our booth number is 42400. And it's in the new wing. The West Wing, I think, is the
The
West
West
Wing the new
Wing.
one? Yes, so we're in the West Wing. I've heard all about it, and everyone's telling us that it's the greatest experience to go if you're in this industry. Could you share your insights about it?
It is the Super Bowl for our industry. When you get 35 to 40,000 people, and I think it's 1 million square feet, something like that. I mean, it's huge. And you got the West Wing. As a matter of fact, the expo has grown so much they had to open the West Wing, for more booths. They have a pod row in the West Wing. And my experience, it's a time for me to network, talk to other industry leading people. And, and I like to go out into the yard and test drive the new equipment. The autonomous mowers this last year that they had there was just incredible. And the battery powered equipment, it's taken over our industry. That's where we're going. And I just had a guy that works in AI on my show a couple of weeks ago. I'm fixing to upload it, make it go live. But he told me that AI is taking over the world and that there will come a time when a driverless truck will pull up in front of a house and a robot will get out of the truck and mow that customer's property. He says that's where AI is going. So my question was, how do you feel about AI? Will it eliminate lawn care businesses, or will only the wealthy people be able to afford lawn care service if our industry goes towards that trend of AI?
Yeah, that's a great question. AI is incredible. I've seen it in the past year and a half go from being, oh, this is pretty cool that it can do this, to blown away by what it's able to do today. It's like every day it's getting better and better and better, and it's even blowing my mind. I can't I 5 years ago I would not have predicted it'd be this good today. So I guess to go back to your other question, like, how do I see AI impacting lawn care? I think the first thing that's going to happen is a lot of softwares that are built to help lawn care companies, like EarthaPro, and there's like several others out there. The first thing that's going to happen is these softwares are going to integrate AI into it. So you can do things like open up the app and talk to your phone. And then talking to your phone, it'll do all the things for you. You can be like, oh, like I'm at so and so's house and I they want some more work done. Can you add it in and send them a new proposal with the and but before you send them the proposal, text me the new amount so I'm aware, and if I approve it, send it to them. Like you'll be able to talk to it like that, and they make software so easy to use. And I think that the softwares that win are the softwares that integrate things like that. And then your next point of like the robots, right? Yeah, like I think that, you know, part of me doesn't want to believe that we're going to have robots that are almost human-like in the next 5 to 10 years, but it does seem like that's coming. Like driverless cars are definitely coming. They're already kind of here. Like out in Austin, Texas, they were doing this huge pilot program that's very successful right now.
Well, I don't mind telling you, I'm a little nervous about it. And I have some concerns. But I'm willing to change. You know, the only person that likes change is a wet baby. So I want to be willing to change with our industry, or I'll get left behind by the industry. So if a lawn care business or someone in the service industry, because obviously you make your service available to more than just lawn care people, right? You know, so someone in the service industry that are on the fence about a CRM or services like EarthaPro, what advice would you offer them to help them understand the long-term benefits of investing in a tool like EarthaPro? And I think that's why you got to think of a CRM or something like EarthaPro. You got to think of it as a tool.
Yeah. I was talking to someone who is like an AI expert recently, and he gave such a great analogy that I think really applies here too. Like, he was talking about how there are moments in history where technology changed everything, and everyone who didn't adapt got left behind. A really big moment that happened in I guess recent-ish history was the when Ford started mass producing automobiles. It was now cheap. Everyone could get their own car. And to go a little more in depth, to give an example with that is, if you have a business that delivers stuff, using a car to deliver things is faster and cheaper than using horse and buggy. So all the businesses that adapted to using cars not only lasted, but they thrived because their competitors didn't adapt. To bring that back to EarthaPro, right now a lot of softwares are there are other softwares out there, but if a lawn care business, and EarthaPro is specifically geared to small lawn care companies, we will. If you can adapt to using a technology like that, it'll save you time, you'll be better organized, you'll have happier customers, which leads to repeat customers, and that leads to the grand all finale that everyone wants. You save time, which means you make more money. Like, technology is coming, and you have to adapt.
Well, like I said, if you don't and you're not willing, I've heard people say, I'll never use a battery-powered piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? California's passed a law that says they have to use it. Mm-hmm. And the trend has always been, starting on the West Coast or on the East Coast, and it migrates all across the United States. So if they've passed laws mandating that companies use battery-powered equipment, then it's coming our direction to Indiana eventually. I don't know if it'll be this year, next year, or 5 years from now, but that's coming to our direction, our state. So I certainly want to be willing to change. I've had some companies send me some handheld battery-powered blowers, battery-powered hedge trimmer, and things like that. And they work great. My only concern is the life of the battery. Without having some onboard charging system to where you can keep numerous batteries charged to get you through a whole day, that's my concern right now. But I'm not against it. I'm in favor of it. They're lighter. You don't smell gas fumes. They're quieter when you're working in neighborhoods. You're not disturbing people that are trying to sleep during the day because they work third shift. So I'm in favor of it. And I'm in favor of programs like EarthaPro. I'm not what I would call real tech savvy, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help me, number one, run a more profitable business. Number two, to help my clients get the best service that is possible for them, and to help my community. So I'm in favor of all those things. Let's take another short break and hear a word from Joey Coberly, the landscaping bookkeeper.
Did you know that bookkeeping is one of the first things you should outsource before scaling your company? Hey guys, it's Joey with the Landscaping Bookkeeper, and I wanted to personally invite you to join our group of more than 50 lawn care owners that have decided to track and learn their numbers. With the Landscaping Bookkeeper, you'll get monthly accountability and peace of mind knowing that your business is on the right track financially. You can book a call with us by going to thelandscapingbookkeeper.com and scheduling a 15-minute phone call. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks.
And if you are looking for a bookkeeper, contact Joey or Megan Coberly, the Landscaping Bookkeeper, and let him know Andy Wilson with the Lawn Hustle Podcast recommended you. Where do you see EarthaPro in 5 to 10 years? What's your plan? What's your goal?
So right now we are geared to small companies. And a message that we keep sharing with everyone is, let's grow together. And as you grow, we'll grow, and we will eventually get to the point where we have some of the more advanced features that larger lawn care companies want to have. So in the next 5 years, we want EarthaPro to serve two things: still be very accessible and attractive to the small lawn care company, even if it's just like one guy in his truck. We want him to be able to understand it and jump into it. And we also want larger lawn care companies to look at EarthaPro and say, oh, I can use this to manage my team of 40 people, and it can do all the things I needed to do, like HR and payroll and tracking where everyone is. And then in addition to that, we're going to be adapting with as technology changes. And right now that really seems to be like AI. So we want to have exciting AI features in it, so it's even easier for you to use the software and to gain an understanding of your business and how you can, and even provide suggestions of how you can improve.
You mentioned earlier educational tutorial videos. Can you break down for our listeners the pricing? I know you offer a free trial. Can you talk about that trial? How long is the trial? Where do people go to sign up for that free trial? And then as their businesses grow and they add more clients to their service, then the price increases. Is that correct?
It's kind of like that. So well, we offer, if you go to earthapro.com, you'll see our pricing page, and we offer two different subscriptions. One is, it's called the starter tier, and it's free, completely free. We give you the basic features you need to just get started, like invoicing and a CRM. If your business is already going and you need more of the advanced features, you can purchase our subscription that is paid, which is $60 a month, and we offer all the features for you, so you can really just start integrating everything into your business. In addition to that, if you purchase for a year, we give you 10% off. And with this paid subscription, you'll get a 14-day free trial.
Well, where can our listeners learn more about EarthaPro? Do you have social media, your website? Tell us about your social media and your website.
Yeah, so you can go to earthapro.com, and we have a demo video there. We have a list of all our features with descriptions of what they do. And we also have a super easy link you can just press, and you can book a meeting with us. So if you want to learn more and you want to talk to someone, which, a lot of people just want to talk to someone, right? To book a meeting with us, we'll walk you through everything, and we'll figure out together if this is something that will help your business.
Well, is there anything else you would like to tell us about EarthaPro, or have we covered pretty much everything? Why don't you kind of close out the episode?
Sure. So the last couple of things that I would like to mention about EarthaPro are, we're 100% family owned and made in America, and as we grow, we're going to stay made in the USA. That's a very important commitment my wife and I want, and we're going to stay to. Also, as a funny note, we actually named the company after our cat Eartha. Because it was so hard to think of a name, and we love our cat, and we're looking at her, we're like, Eartha is like, her name is related to the green industry. We're gonna stay true to being family owned. We're gonna name it after her cat.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I encourage my listeners to stop by their booth in the West Wing at Equip Expo and chat with Peter and his wife. And I encourage you, if you are looking for a CRM or software to help you streamline your business to where it is more efficient and you operate more effectively, I encourage you to check out EarthaPro and see if it's for you. You have the free version, or you have the paid version that's only $60 a month. That's nothing if you are trying to grow and run an effective business. I encourage you to do that. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Lawn Hustle podcast. I hope today's episode gave you the tools and the inspiration to grow your lawn care business and reach your goal. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and a kindly worded review, and share this episode with fellow hustlers in the green industry. And as always, keep hustling, keep growing, and keep turning your passion into profit. Until next time, take care and keep your grass greener on your side.